Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
What's so funny?
When I say, here we go.
Here we go.
That doesn't mean continue talking.
I wasn't. I was silent.
Oh, you didn't hear it.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, yeah, you're
sorry about that.
It's all good.
Didn't want to mess you up in your introduction.
It's all good. All right. Welcome on board, everybody. It's the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Mr. Joe.
Thank you.
It's directly across me. Good conservative. He actually is a Republican. And what else can we say? Mayor of Shamokin Dam. He's in charge of global volcanic response. He's been promoted in FEMA. He was originally just on a little PEMA committee, but that didn't work out. So he's been
the
Peter
tsunami,
principle.
So we didn't have enough.
Has moved you up to global volcanic response. Are there any volcanoes?
Kilauea is a little active these days.
Oh, wow. Are you saying something true?
Yeah, it's been in the news in Hawaii. I mean, okay. It erupted not too long ago.
I don't follow the volcanoes because they're not controversial.
Remember, I told you they were going to throw me into it to sacrifice me to the thunder god. So that
Well, hopefully it would stop. Well, yeah, I remembered that. I thought that was just
incidental. That's why I didn't go down this last time.
I thought threatening to throw you into a volcano was just idle chit chat.
No. These boys are serious.
It's quite real. Well, and somebody was just saying, I heard a report over the weekend. I forget what I was listening to. I am not even sure if this is serious, but that global warming will make volcanoes less active.
Oh, really?
Yeah, less pressure on the Earth's crust at various places. Hmm. I mean, more in other places, but I guess it can withstand it.
Well, what effect will it have on tsunamis? Maybe I should move back to tsunamis.
I haven't heard. But usually the mantra today, folks will tell you, is severe weather will get worse. Severe weather events will get worse. So we had a great discussion on Friday with Ben Reichle, and Chris from Milton was here. He did a fabulous job. Chris is super sharp when he's at the microphone, as he is when he calls in, but it's an argumentative situation when he calls in. So we're going to let him come back in a couple weeks. He can finish all the sentences he tried to get in, but that's coming up. Okay, so that was Friday. But Joe is here, good conservative. I am a fake liberal. I portray a liberal on the radio, but I know what they say and they ask, and so I'll try to do that. And we would just invite you to call in President Trump.
Well, you got to talk about President Trump today?
Well, if I could be permitted, NBC did another poll, and they released it over the weekend, and President Trump is still in a head-to-head, mythical matchup of President Trump and Joe Biden. In their poll, their left-leaning poll, showed that President Trump could win again. So that's kind of in the news.
Well, I don't doubt that, because after all, President Biden invited a convicted criminal, to spend the weekend with him at Camp David.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he's forgiven. Who knows? But anyway, so yeah, and I think and that's why President Biden is doing better. Not so much what President Trump has done. Of course, he's been indicted and kind of in hot water, and is himself, which is offensive enough. But President Biden is just going down in the poll is what's happening. And, of course, this is good news for Ron DeSantis. Anything Biden loses, DeSantis picks up. So he was in double digits in the poll. So he finally got into the 10% realm.
Well, did you hear this text that came out? This is Hunter Biden saying, "I am sitting here with my father, and we would like to understand why the commitment made has not been fulfilled." Hunter Biden told Henry Zhao, the director of the Chinese asset management firm Harvest Fund Management, in the message provided by the IRS whistleblower Gary Shapley.
All right, we got to stop you there and talk about the submersible, or
you don't want to talk about
climate change.
Huh?
All right, so we're going to move on. Joe
and Z
Spring
said, "If I get a call or text from anyone involved in this other than you, Zhang or the chairman, I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me and every person he knows and my ability to forever hold a grudge, that you will regret not following my direction.
Okay.
But, of course, President Biden doesn't know anything about his son's foreign business dealings.
Right.
And so, you know, the Democrats have no curiosity about this at all. If that were something that Trump sent, boy, they'd be all over it.
Folks, we're going to talk about the Russian coup over the weekend. No, as mainstream media, I'm not permitted to talk about the whistleblowers, even though they, as near as I can tell, and I've really only read things like in the Washington Post or sort of left-leaning things, they seem particularly credible to me. They are senior officers. They were in the know. And so, you're not going to get a lot about that, nor the details. So these texts are within the details of their accusations if you read all the way into it.
Right. This was the House Ways and Means Committee. The House Ways and Means Committee revealed Thursday in its interview with an IRS whistleblower last month who shared a WhatsApp message from 2017 in which Hunter Biden told a Chinese business associate that he and his father would ensure you will regret not following my direction.
Okay.
But the president has no knowledge of his son's foreign business deal.
None
at all.
Nothing.
He knows nothing. He's the Sergeant Schultz of foreign intrigue.
And for those who are less than 50 years old,
I know nothing of Sergeant Schultz on Hogan's Heroes.
Right. Whenever he was about to get in hot water, they would ask him, do you know how the prisoners escaped?
I know nothing. Nothing.
Okay. All right. Could we have that show today?
No, I don't think so. I think it would be terribly inappropriate. It was inappropriate then. It's inappropriate, even more inappropriate.
It was inappropriate
now.
Then?
Well, a lot of people didn't think. There was a lot of controversy about it. People said that the World War II wasn't funny. Nazis weren't funny.
No humor. And that aired after the war, though, correct?
Oh, yes.
Way after.
There was no television in the late in 45.
Okay, so.
It was just getting started.
All right, so.
I think it aired in the 70s.
Well, and there were other let's get back to the text. I'm sorry.
I realize you're trying to deflect from Biden's crimes.
That's true. Actually, that time that was accidental. But, so let's talk about World War II history.
Anything except...
All right, we'll finish that because I know there's more to this story.
Well, conservatives noted on Twitter the close timing of revelations and the father and son's travel together to Camp David, which was this weekend. The White House has been receiving backlash on Saturday after it was reported that Hunter Biden was accompanying his dad to Camp David after bombshell whistleblower allegations of political corruption, along with recently pleading guilty to federal tax charges and agreeing to play a plea deal on a felony gun charge. So, I mean, there is, you know, everybody said with Trump, oh, there's smoke, there's fire. Where's the fire here? It's pretty obvious there's a big one.
And I think that's why President Biden's not doing as well in some of the latest polls, not because of anything President Trump is doing or the other candidates. It's just because his stock is plummeting because of this. His stumble at the stage had a lasting impact. Some folks said that was evidence that he's declining. Now, he did super well over the weekend. He did have some public pronouncements, and he was part of a panel discussion, so that was okay. But still, the things that stick in your mind, people's brains tend to accentuate the negative, and so that is part of the problem here. So, all right, so we would invite you to converse about this if you so choose. Of course, I mentioned that submersible and any other thing that's in the news. You are welcome to comment about that. It's an Open Phones Monday. We would love to hear from you. So, on the Mark is sponsor of the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our telephone line is open, 570-743-9565. That's 570-743-WDKOK. You can email us at onthemark@WDKOK.com, and you can text us at 70236. Include the keyword OTM. One of our good listeners sends us a note, says, thank God for the submersible last Thursday and Friday. Mainstream media got to ignore the real news.
Yeah, and it was a distraction,
That's what they were. Yeah, it was funny. I was wondering why we were hearing so much about the submersible. Yes, it was tragic. There's no argument there. And so I don't wish ill will on anybody at all under any circumstances. But this idea that that's like the hugest story in all of history, I didn't realize that we were covering up the texts at that time.
So well, apparently terrible loss of the five people who were there. But when you compare it against the Ukraine story, I mean, it was like, well, we got to have something even bigger. Let's have a mercenary army march on Moscow. Now that's big news, right?
Yep, absolutely.
We're gonna have to cover that.
All right. right. Yeah. So, I saw Wolf Blitzer came in on Saturday afternoon to anchor the afternoon CNN.
They
so
woke him up from his nap.
So he could do the, apparently was the only guy that could pronounce all the names. So they had to bring in the big guns. All right. One of our good listeners sent us a note talking about chicken grown from cultivated cells. Their first thing is, not for me. No way. Woo-hoo, they can be manipulated. How lucky we are. We can buy up canned chicken and get it from overseas.
No, not we can buy up canned chicken it from overseas. Trust nothing.
All right, yeah, because they're cultivating chicken. So I wonder what it tastes like. I wonder if it tastes like
chicken. Right. Everything tastes like chicken.
Strangely enough.
Rattlesnake tastes like chicken. I bet if a cannibal's boiled you, they'd say you tasted like chicken.
We got a caller on the line. Good morning. You are on the mark.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, buddy.
When's the last day?
Friday,
okay. Whistleblowers. So the FBI and the IRS whistleblower to the Democrats are bad because, you know, they go against their narrative, but the whistleblower that they had, Mr. Charmello, who had his information secondhand, he good because he got Trump. Is that the way we're supposed to look at it?
I think there's a two-tier justice system. I'll explain this to you. What happens is, if you are a Hollywood elite or a Washington elite, and particularly a Democratic elite or particularly a Biden elite, you get to enjoy a huge level of grace that normal folks don't get to enjoy.
Is that how it works?
Well,
darn.
Do I
have to go down to the county register or the county elections commission and change my registration to a Democrat so I get, you know, I can get a free pass when I get stopped for speeding or something? Will that work?
You are not elite. Neither am I.
Oh, okay. That's it. So you got to have money.
A few bucks spread in the right places could make you elite.
Right, right. Yeah, and working class dogs like you and me do not apply.
If you're a couple of bucks to Hunter, if you want to buy one of Hunter's paintings for $500,000, I think that might move you into elite status.
That would get some attention. Here, and start a pack.
He's such a great artist. World renowned, you know.
Right. Yeah, it's pathetic, isn't it? So, yeah, I mean, the IRS, the most recent whistleblower with the WhatsApp message and stuff, you know, that pretty much lays it out. And I'm sure that came off his laptop, didn't it? I'm not sure where they got that information, but I'm thinking the laptop or his phone. I mean, they could have gathered up his phone and gone through that. I don't know what he used. But, you know, and Joe's excuse will be, well, he was on his phone or his computer. I don't know what he was typing to the guy when he's threatening to, you know. That'll be an excuse. Or he doesn't remember. Well, that's maybe not unreasonable because he can't remember what day it is most days. But
what he said was, I'm sitting here with my father, and we would like to understand why the commitment made has not been fulfilled.
Uh-oh.
Well, Hunter's known to throw Joe's name around.
Yeah.
That's how he got all his money, and some of it, and a lot of it went to Joe. You know, that's coming out in other messages and information and records. You know, his $5 million from the Ukrainian guy, and so
Charisma.
Yeah, I mean, it's just nothing but a mess, and we'll never get the truth, and we'll never get the proper outcome that needs to be done. You know, Biden has sold out the country for years. That's pretty obvious. Made millions doing it, and he just continues carrying on like there's nothing going on. And the people that voted for him and want to defend him, okay, good. Good for them. Okay. But, you know, so eventually, you know, 50, 60 years, the truth will come out. But then it's too late, right?
Well, it's incumbent upon the Republicans to nominate an electable president.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but there's been a lot of smoke around President Trump, and there's a lot of smoke around President Biden. But, man, there are no shortage of people willing to investigate the H-E double hockey sticks out of Trump, but they're not as interested in investigating what Joe Biden
may or may not
have been doing.
They're all being investigated. It's just a
slow walk.
Slow as can be.
Let's take a look at Biden.
Yeah. That's why the statute of limitations has run out on a lot of Hunter's crimes, because they slow walked everything. They've been investigating for 5 years or more. Well, a lot of those crimes happen, I don't know what the statute of limitations must be, 6-7 years on some of the stuff, and it's passed. So...
Well, look at all the emails that came out of his laptop. You know, they are blockbusters. I mean, if I were in his shoes, I'd be sweating bullets.
But, well, wait a minute, Joe. You're talking Russian disinformation there.
Right, right.
How you spread Russian disinformation?
Yeah, Joe. Well, look at the bright side, Stan.
There's a bright side to this?
What? Bright side? Where?
All right. Well, never mind. I guess there really
is. There is no bright
side. Sorry. I was looking for one. Well, the bright side is that President Biden is looking less and less like he should be president in this next term so we can elect somebody else. So.
Wait. Point of order, Mark. He didn't look like he should have been president in 2020.
Well, yeah, but he was a pretty good way. He was a good vessel for Democrats then. But I think Democrats Democrats are going to sour on him this time.
So, anyways, that said, you know, that's all, you know, water under the bridge, so to speak. You know, the other day the Pentagon came out with a report that they had a $6 billion miscalculation on the value of the equipment sent to Ukraine. I guess they supposedly overvalued it by $6 billion. So they still have $6 billion to spend to send equipment to Ukraine. Is that how? Is that the basics of what I understood it to say?
I have no idea.
Well, look into it, because what I heard the clip, saw the clip with the spokesman from the Pentagon talking about it, and something about the way they valued the equipment. Supposedly they valued it, what they sent, as the replacement cost, but it should have been calculated as the cost of the government to acquire. I think that's, if I was understanding what she was saying, that's what they were talking about. So when they did that, they overvalued what they sent to Ukraine by $6 billion. So magically we still have $6 billion to spend on Ukraine with our equipment. But my thinking is, if you're giving equipment away to a country that will never pay it back or return it, then you have to value it at the replacement cost, because you must replace it.
Gotcha.
Correct?
If you so choose to, right. Or you just live without it and move on to newer stuff.
That's another problem. The reports are coming out that the U.S. military is getting dangerously low to not having enough equipment and ammunition and arms to take care of a problem if it should arise, because we're sending it all to Ukraine.
All right.
Fair enough.
We got to hit the road, but thank you, sir.
Thank you, Stan.
All right. You have a good day.
Thank you.
Take care. Stay tuned. EB sent a letter about you. We'll read that shortly.
That's the first. It's in the first sentence. All right. Well, we're going to read EB's letter in a moment, but we would invite you to call us now. We're enjoying open phones. 570-743-9565 is our telephone number. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can text us at 70236. Include the keyword OTM.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
All right.
Yes, we have an email from EB who says, I'm going to take a cue from Fake News Stan and your other conservative callers. The efforts to go after Joe and Hunter Biden are just a partisan witch hunt. The deep state is trying to bring Biden down by attacking him left and right. He's been treated very unfairly by the media. Plus, how do we know the whistleblowers aren't Republicans making up this story in an effort to smear the president? Maybe it's all part of a right-wing plot to get Biden out of office. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there, as Fake News Stan would say.
I That's a funny letter. Thank you. That is interesting to take all.
But
that.
I noticed though. Yeah, but let's take a look at. Let's parse this a little more carefully. EB doesn't have any concern over what Joe Biden's son is saying.
Well,
what's in there?
That's not in evidence. Where do you see that?
It's saying this is obviously tongue in cheek.
Right, but that just says nothing about what EB thinks.
No, but she never writes in and says, I'm embarrassed by President Biden's actions and what he's done.
All right, EB, let us know what you think about the southern border and President Biden's stock, which is plummeting. Please tell us. Email us at onthemarket@wkok.com.
I think that's all in all, it's a fair email because people have said that President Trump has been saying that all along.
The only thing it lacks is the election was stolen.
Right. it couldn't have been stolen because Biden's in office.
The Republicans tried to steal the election. But they didn't quite get enough votes stolen. Yeah, President Trump tried to steal the election. In fact, he still did. I guess he was interviewed by Brett Baer and repeated that the 2020 election.
I know. And
he won.
God bless Brett Baer. He really pushed him on that, and he didn't get anywhere with it. Well, I was watching Howie yesterday, and I didn't see the interview, but Howie ran excerpts of it on Media Buzz.
Okay. Super interview. Yeah, it was really great. Yeah, you did push him. And Brett, of course, Fox is no longer really super Trump happy, so they gave him the what for. He held his own. And he's himself. He's the same person he ever was. You know, and he never talks about anything he will do if president.
It was one of the commentators over the weekend who said there's a reason. Kevin Cork, who I just think is great from Fox News, he said there's a reason why the windshield's a lot bigger than the rear view mirror. You're more interested in what's in front of you than what's behind you.
Yeah, that was on Howie's.
Yeah, but, I thought Kevin Cork made a hell of a point.
Howie Kurtz and I are on a first name
nickname
basis. Yeah,
okay. So, well, we have a caller.
Oh, so we do.
Cindy, you're on the mark. Good morning.
I wish the show could just talk about issues. We in our country have so many important issues to discover. To address, to care about, to do something about, and or choose to ignore, I suppose. But instead, time after time, the calls and the emails and the texts just spend time attacking each other. What is the point to that? We get nowhere. You could pull this show and hold it up against a show 3 months ago, 6 months ago, a year ago, and it's the same blather. I'm tired of hearing it. I really am. Let's all agree. Some people on the show don't like President Trump. Some people on the show don't like Biden. Let's move on. Let's move on and talk about other important things.
But we are talking about important things. The fact that the president may be involved in an illegal scheme to gain riches is certainly a matter of national interest.
Well, but like the polling and stuff, that kind of gets back into what Cindy's talking about. Right, and I think, we are talking about critical issues, but because of the leaders that represent them. For example, if you think Roe v. Wade should not have been overturned or appropriately was overturned, well, then that determines which of these presidential candidates that you're going to support. And if you think the southern border is secure sufficiently or not secure sufficiently, then that supports who you talk about in this conversation. And I even heard just a tiny bit about it yesterday on CNN when they had some analysis, the issue in Russia that President Biden should have been more forceful to support the coup individual, that he didn't do enough. I guess he spoke telephonically to Volodymyr Zelensky, but that President Trump would have been more firmly on Putin's side and would have fought, for him, in one way or another. So we are talking about issues, but we're talking about the tip of the iceberg that's going to help determine those issues.
But isn't the issue whether or not, to me, the issue, for example, in this whole thing with Russia and Ukraine and Putin and this other man, is that really any of our business? How, this goes back to the issue of what we all agreed to within the framework of the Constitution, and I don't see running the world in there anywhere. Now, someone could find that. Now,
well, I have it in front of me.
What I'm trying to address, Mark, is the behavior of one caller calling in and trashing another caller. That's what I'm saying. Let's stop doing that.
Okay, here it is, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. The U.S. Senate, the House, and all elected politicians shall weigh in and impact the changing of European borders from time to time. They've evolved extensively over the centuries, but now they must stay put. And if the borders in Europe change at all, the U.S. must take action.
And in Africa.
And, oh, yes, in Africa.
Don't
right.
forget
oh,
Africa.
Yes,
we
in the Middle
and
East.
And in China and Indonesia.
In the Middle East, yes,
and,
there
yeah,
it is.
I mean, they spend so much time focused outside of our country. No wonder we aren't getting the problem solved here.
Right.
Can you imagine if we had used the money that we've used now in Ukraine, if we had used that to solve problems in our country?
Right, to seal the border or all of our foreign aid. Imagine.
But you see there,
I learned that Jacksonville, isn't it Jackson or Jacksonville, Mississippi, has not had flowing potable water in over a year. In our country, a city, not just a little community, you know, not like just Smoke and Dam doesn't have flowing potable water, but an entire city has not had that. And finally, they're trying to address that. Well, how can we even think that's acceptable? This past winter, there was no fuel on the reservation. People burned their clothes not to freeze to death.
Cindy,
on the reservation in South Dakota.
There's
how
no
can that be acceptable?
Cindy, there's no other side to that. It's not debatable. Nobody wants a community to go without water. Nobody wants people not to have warmth. So, I mean, there's no issue there. We all agree that's terrible, and it shouldn't be allowed to happen.
And I agree, Joe, but what are we worried about? Whether or not we can send more bombs to
Ukraine. All right,
we've
got to hit the road. Thank you, Cindy. This is WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
I'm like the mushroom.
Keep you in the dark and feed you excrement.
Well said. Particularly since you were reading something else off mic a little while ago.
Yeah.
All right. Well, welcome on board. It is WKOK's live telephone talk show. I'm Mark Lawrence. Joe McGranahan is here. Mr. Rob Centers, our fabulous producer on the other side of the glass. His fabulosity is unmatched by anybody who's ever sat in that chair, so we always appreciate his help and hard work. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Do please check him out at sunburymotors.com. I'll have more to say about them a little bit later on. Our telephone number is 570-743-9565. That's 570-743-WKOK. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. Include the keyword OTM. A Valley man was critically hurt in a motorcycle crash Saturday in Union County. Michael Jacobs of Turbotville in critical condition at Geisinger. He was riding his motorcycle when a deer ran out in front of him and he hit that deer. The State House passed Thursday a resolution to remember the troopers shot during a search for a suspect in Juniata County last Saturday. Our correspondent Mark Sims is following that.
Representative Barry Joswiak himself, a former state trooper, knows that trooper Jacques Rougeau Jr., who was shot and killed in his patrol car, was on an off day when he learned about the search for the suspect.
Trooper Rougeau went to the barracks, put on his uniform, got in a police car, and began looking for the suspect. At approximately 3 p.m., the suspect laid in wait and shot Trooper Jacques Rougeau through the windshield of the patrol car.
Joswiak also noted the bravery of the troopers involved in the search.
While pursuing the suspect, all troopers were notified that the suspect was shooting a large caliber rifle that would penetrate bulletproof vests. Knowing this, it did not deter the troopers from continually pursuing the suspect.
Joswiak added that there's no such thing as a routine day for those in law enforcement. Mark Sims, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
I just read Stan's text. I'm sorry, that's not funny. All right, the Pennsylvania Capital Star is reporting a state House committee Thursday will consider two pieces of legislation that would eliminate Pennsylvania's closed primary system, which leaves independent voters out of the early stages in the election process. The State House Government Committee Subcommittee on Committee Finance and Elections will hear testimony on two bills. The Capital Star is reporting that the bills are essentially the same legislation legislation. One would seek to amend the state's election code of 1937 and would allow non-affiliated or independent voters who to choose which party to vote within each primary election, but not require them to choose the same party each time. The legislators said the research on including independent voters in primaries made clear that it would improve voter turnout. He added that he viewed the open primary elections as a civil rights issue. According to Ballot PA, a coalition of civic, community, and business organizations that advocates for open primaries in Pennsylvania is one of the only, Pennsylvania is only one of nine states that excludes 1.1 million unaffiliated or independent voters from its primary elections. So I'm glad this is moving forward. This is a good idea.
It is a good idea.
Oh,
I like it.
I think this is a bad idea.
Well, I think it's a bad idea, too.
Oh, no.
I'm going to agree with you no matter what you say today.
Okay. It's Grace Monday for Joe.
That's right.
Joe's malleable on some of these things. All right. NorthCentralPA.com reporting today that approaching 6 months in office, freshman Union County State Representative Jamie Flick is making a name for himself. He joins a growing list of bipartisan state House members promising to meet their colleagues in the middle in order to pass legislation in a divided legislature. At a recent press conference, legislators, including Representative Flick, unveiled a bipartisan Meet Me in the Middle caucus. State Representatives Jill Cooper, a Republican from Westmoreland County, Stephen Kinsey, a Democrat from Philadelphia, and Patty Kim, a Democrat from Dauphin and Cumberland County, join Representative Flick as co-caucus chairs. Flick said, "I'm proud to launch and co-chair our new bipartisan Meet Me in the Middle caucus, designed to foster more cooperation between the parties, reduce polarization, and find paths to work together to pass common sense legislation." There that is again. So hard to do. And that would benefit the people of Pennsylvania.
Form a new group designed to promote idiotic legislation.
Well, hey, you don't have to do anything to promote that. They can already do that on their own.
Okay, if you say so.
All right. Let's see. This is from CBS. It says, it's been a very deadly year for thrill seekers. From the bottom of the ocean to the top of the world, 2023 is breaking records for killing thrill seekers. At least 85 people have died or disappeared this year participating in adventures like climbing Mount Everest, exploring the Titanic, speed skiing, or surfing in huge waves. So far, 12 climbers have died trying to reach the peak of Everest, while 5 are missing. If you're at the top of the world and you are missing, I'm sorry.
Where would you have gone?
Right. I slid down and I'm in the next town. Anyway, the deadliest year since 2014, 28 deaths are from avalanches for skiers on the top of some of these peaks. 24 are in state and national parks skiing, and 5 surfers under huge waves, and 5 Titanic explorers. Of course, there's that. And of course, you know, what's not covered here is CBS did a story about over the weekend, like $30 or $40 million was spent trying to find these Titanic explorers. So who pays that, you know, out of the U.S. dollars? And that doesn't even account all the every other ship in the world converged on there to try to help.
Well, good question. But they brought all those people in, and it was right near where they were. Why didn't they investigate that first? And they had an anomaly. The Navy reported an anomaly. You would think that would have given them a clue as to where they should be looking and not spread out all over the ocean.
Well, now, of course, maybe our enemies already knew this, but our subs are all over the place listening. So that was an interesting revelation to me. Maybe other people kind of in the know that. All right. So one more thing. This is from CBS. This is, I have to read this just right. It's, "Please take my children to work with you day." Okay, so this is different. This is not take your kids to work. So, like, if Joe brought his kids to work, his child to work, it would be Mike McGranahan. Or if I brought my daughter, it would be the young bugler would be here, who's 36. But anyway, this is, "Please take my children to work with you." It is, "Give your exhausted stay-at-home partner, for example, a break by dragging the good kids to work with you." The day was invented in 2019. 2003 by a stay-at-home mom who thought it was time homemakers got a day off from the kids as well. And she started, "Please take my kids to work with you day."
Gee, I thought I got the days wrong. I thought this was bring your grandchild to work day.
All right.
So I did.
Let's turn mic number three on. Please, Logan, slide that mic over so it's right in front of you. So Logan is here. Logan, say your name and your title real quick.
I am Logan McGranahan.
Okay. How old?
14.
Okay. 14 years and going into the ninth grade. Superlative student. I saw you playing piano. Why did you, how did you learn to play like that?
To be honest, I really just kind of picked up at some point at the end of 2018 because one of our neighbors was giving away a piano and I was bugging my parents to accept it. So we did. And a couple weeks later, we ended up with this piano in our house and I just started playing it from there. And the end of 2018, I started taking lessons and everything just happened from there.
Virtuoso is not the right word, but pretty darn talented. So just a super, super pianist.
Well, that's why I posted his performance at the Sealands Grove Area Middle School talent show on my Facebook page so people could hear it.
Okay, so picture this. Logan is at a family gathering. Mike, I believe, is a person of a liberal persuasion, probably a Democrat. Joe McGranahan is an actual Republican. He's a genuine conservative. Logan, what happens? I mean, I know from science what happens when matter and antimatter meet.
Don't put the kid in the hot seat.
What happens?
So what happens really is that they spend about an hour and a half sitting out in a room, just them arguing. That, I mean, they just kind of keep talking back and forth, and there's never really a good outcome to it.
And what do you think of that?
I don't care. I just zone out and fall asleep.
He's looking at his phone most of the time.
Okay. All right.
But that's a good conversation. My son and I always debate stuff when we get together.
Good for you.
Yeah, I mean, he'll say something provocative to me, and I'll say something provocative right back, and we go on from there.
Okay.
Well, but fantastic. It's always respectful, and it's always polite.
All right, Logan, I'm going to ask you this harder question. What's the best thing in your life right now, the thing that you're looking forward to that makes you happy?
Right now, it's probably being able to go on vacation or day trips with my family at this point so I get to spend more time with them.
Well, good for you.
Good answer.
Even the volcanic czar here right next to you?
No.
Not so much him.
He's my buddy. We go on adventures together.
Well, good for you. Like what kind of adventures?
Oh, last week we went to a place we never ate before, and he wasn't too happy with it.
Well, that's
I won't
what
mention
happened.
Any names.
That's what happens. Well, yeah, there's 96 good restaurants around here, one bad one. And guess what you
we
did?
We found the bad one.
Okay, well, good for you. Hopefully you had to drive a long way to get to it. All right, so, yeah, Logan is here, so a great ninth grader. He's a Sealands Grove SEAL, so don't look for trouble coming from him. I'll see if I can hunt up on social media him playing the piano. It's just ridiculously good. All right, we are enjoying On the Mark. I'm going to have to hit the break here because I did my good yakking with Logan too extensively. Oh, Logan, do you want to weigh in on any of the political topics we talked about? Issues, President Trump or President Biden?
I'll pass.
Okay, all right.
Smart move.
Yeah, smart move. Dodge it if you can. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Dan, stand by. We are going to break, but we've been talking about President Biden and President Trump, and one of our good listeners says, well, how about focusing on issues? And so the southern border and President Biden's criminality and President Trump's criminality are associated with that. But she also mentioned the Jacksonville water, which, Logan, what happened in Jacksonville, Mississippi?
So basically what happened, there was this pipe going underneath this golf course, and this pipe has been known for leaking. And at some point, it just burst. And at this point, 5 million gallons of water are leaking per day, making the residents unable to have access to clean water that is drinkable.
And they boil it. Is there like a boil water advisory?
Yeah.
On the other hand, the golf course is just lush and green
God,
and beautiful.
You see the greens. There is a slight puddle in the middle. But they have a new water feature.
One of our emailers sends them, along with what Cindy said, Cindy has countered my opinion on several occasions. Is that not the modus operandi of talk radio? She states she is tired of people calling in to put others down. I am sure she is wise enough to figure it out.
Okay. All right. Sounds great. All right. 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236. Include the keyword OTM. We're mentioning Jackson, Mississippi, because if we had put as much effort into fixing the water in Jackson as we have to finding a missing submersible, something would be fixed by now. We're sure of that. We will be right back.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door, and some things that don't. Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
Great bumper music from Logan, the great 14-year-old ninth grader, taught himself to play, then took lessons because a neighbor's piano was available. Thank you, Joe. Thanks You're for welcome. Doing that. Thank you, Logan, for being you. Pretty good egg, I think, by every measure.
Yeah, he is.
And I saw your younger brother today. So how old is your younger brother?
At this point, he is 4, and he's going to be 5 soon.
Now, how much fun is it to have a 4-year-old in the house for you?
I thought it'd be way more fun than it is, but it's fun sometimes.
Okay, yeah, I just think having fun with kids is just a blast.
4-year-olds have a way of sucking all the oxygen out of a room when they're in it.
Well, yes, and I've only known Jordan a short time, but he kind of operates on another level, a different plane of energy. So, although it's funny because I have never seen him sit still or not be moving, and today when I saw him, he was sitting still and not moving for about 5 minutes he was over in the 94KX control room.
That's
so.
Because Logan fixed a computer game for him to play.
Ah, is that what it was? Well, plus I got the names mixed up, so he enjoyed that. All right, so we're going back to open phones here. Thank you so much again, Logan, for being a good egg. 570-743-9565. We're talking about issues that are popping up and our partisan divide. Our good state representative up in the northern part of Union County concerned about that, Jamie Flick. He's part of that go-to-the-middle group. Maybe we'll have to get him on this show. Would you appreciate that, Joe? You want to interview Representative Flick?
Oh, he certainly can come down.
All right, 570-743-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Dan, you are on the mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. You know, you both men mentioned Trump looking in the rearview mirror. Well, isn't that history? You know, you can't judge anything unless you know the history. And we know Trump does look in the rearview mirror still, so do a lot of his voters like me. But we know his future. We know what Trump will do because he already proved himself. And he intends to go right back at it, you know, like he did before. So it's no mystery what Trump will do, as it's no mystery what Biden would do. So there is no mystery there. And so
Dan, have you ever had a disappointment in your life, a big disappointment, and did you get over it, or do you still harp on it and dwell on it every single day?
I think he's discussing it right now, would be my view. But anyway, go ahead, Dan.
You know what? It's more than a disappointment. It's a country gone down the drain fast.
But we've had elections. We have an actual election stolen back in when Rutherford B. Hayes beat not Samuel Tilden. I forget who it was.
Doesn't matter.
But that election actually was stolen, and there have been others that were stolen in the past. But you know, here President Trump, he had, as I think the interview yesterday proved. There have been no fewer than, 40 instigations or lawsuits filed by Trump against election results, and not one of them has been successful. Not one of them has come up with evidence of a massive fraud, and yet he cannot stop talking about it.
Now, how about me? How about, hey, I have yet, I know you don't agree maybe, but I have yet to meet a person that voted for Trump that don't agree with me. That election was obviously stolen. No matter what comes out of the media, there's no way Biden could have won that election. There's no way he could have won. A man that sits in the basement can't campaign. We know his record. We know what it was. We know what Trump did for this country. It's obvious that it was stolen. How did he get 80,000 votes?
Well, Dan,
80,000?
Yeah. 80 million, I'm sorry.
Yeah, 80 million. I think President Biden won because of President Trump. And I think that's, you know, we've talked about this before. I think if President Trump had been a normal president, he probably could have been okay. But, of course, his rhetoric and all that stuff was offensive to many people. So people were just sick of it, and they wanted to get anybody in there. So they picked a vessel that had a big fat D on it called Biden. It couldn't have mattered. He could have hid in the basement or the furnace room or the attic. It didn't matter where he campaigned from. They would have picked him because they were sick of President Trump. So that's why it's important, although now it doesn't appear as though it'll be a deciding factor, that Republicans pick a good candidate. And, you know, fortunately, as I've said in the past, you have plenty of them to choose from to run against Biden in the fall, though it looks like Biden's stock is plummeting so fast it wouldn't even have to be the best candidate.
Could be a bad candidate.
You said normal. Well, anything in right where we're at in this country, with everything going the way it is, anything we don't need's a quote-unquote normal president like the Bush dynasty. We don't need any of that. We don't need that type of a president. We need a leader, type A personality that can lead this country. And we don't need any normal president. We need a man like Trump that can get the job done. He not only talks good rhetoric, but he gets the job done. He keeps his promises. And you know it, and I know it, how great our country was running, despite he may not like some of the things he says. He's outspoken. So be it. So be it. I'll put up with a little outspokenness to have a great country, but as I said before, and I do not believe Trump will be the next president. It's that corrupt. They'll cheat him out of it again one way or the other. They do not want that swamp drained. They do not want to straighten this country out.
In addition to everything else, Dan, you're projecting that should Donald Trump be the nominee of the Republican Party and lose, it will only be because the election was stolen from him again. Is that what you believe?
They're not going to allow him in. Obvious to me, unless a miracle happens. And I don't look for any change in this country. I don't look for it to be going up. I think we're going to keep going down as we have been ever since Biden got in. They're not going to allow it. They're not going to allow it.
Who's they? Who is they?
The elites.
You know who they are.
The elites.
The deep state, The media is married to the Democratic Party. The whole group, now we know the Department of Justice, all are involved in the deep state. And if you can't see that, you didn't learn much from history, Joe. So I hate to say it, I'm not picking on you, but if you can't see the deep state at work, history didn't mean a thing. And if you can't see the election was stolen,
no, I can't see that.
Wrong.
Well, I guess there's something wrong with me. I don't think the election was stolen.
Because you're blindsided by your own media.
And what are you, Dan? Involved. How come you alone have discerned the truth?
You see the light.
You see the light. How come the rest of us don't see the light the way you do?
Hey, listen, I'm not the only one. I would feel a little insecure if I was the only one that could see what was going on. But I can give you, I almost every friend I have that's a Republican that voted for Trump will say exactly what I'm saying if they were ever called the radio. Most people don't bother calling. I realize it's hard to get on the air and talk about it, but I'm willing to stick my neck out and tell the truth. It's not that I have great insight. It's just that I call it good common sense, good horse sense. You know when something's rotten. You know when you're being taken advantage of. And the people in the United States are being taken advantage of through this administration because they're globalists. Joe, they're not for America. They're not nationalists.
All right.
They want to see the destruction of America as we know it.
All right, we got to stop you there, sir. We're out of time.
Thank you, Dan.
All right, you guys have a great day. Great talking.
Oh, yeah, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah,
love the calls. Yep. Thank you, sir. All right, 570-743-9565 is our telephone number. A couple of texters have gotten through. Joe, you're going to read all the texts.
Okay. What's offensive about the 2020 election other than Biden is the fact that the unconstitutional changes in election law by the courts and the secretaries of state.
Yeah, that would apply to Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
But it wasn't unconstitutional. It was found to be constitutional. So,
well, it was unfair.
Right. There was no argument there. I'm not saying that. But it was, vetted by the Pennsylvania courts, even conservative courts.
Now, one of our texters says, open primaries are nothing but a Democratic ploy to influence the opposing party's primary. And Republicans couldn't do the same thing if they were inclined?
That's going to be the good part, is when this is in effect, Republicans are going to be lining up to register as Democrats to mess us up.
One of our texters says, Chris was great Friday. Fake news, EB, the deep state is on Biden's side. They are the one and the same. Your support of Biden tells me all I need to know about you.
Which leads us to
EB, who says, I'll express concern over Hunter and Joe Biden issues when fake news Stan expresses concern over the criminal issues surrounding Trump and his children.
Oh, that's a good thing. Yeah, he's always in hot water. All right, so the next one would be this.
The Republicans are being singled out in the justice system? Really? Why are not Peter Navarro, John Eastman, Rudy, and Jeffrey Clark not in jail? Why is Trump not in jail? The people are mobilized. The people they mobilized are. I could go on and on.
Okay. Yeah. Good.
That's from Tom.
Yep. Great email. Thank you. No, don't read that one just yet.
And this one says, Dan is a perfect example of why Trumpism is a cult. He refuses to accept truth and facts. He happily lives in a bubble where he doesn't see how disgusted the American people were by Trump. Dan says there's no way Biden got 80 million votes. There is a way. 80 million people who aren't in the cult voted for him. Also, Dan likes to go on and on about the Bible. He perhaps needs to refresh himself on the Ninth Commandment, which he breaks every time he calls in.
Thou shalt not live in the past. Okay. All right.
Thou shalt not deny the election.
I guess. All right. 570-743-9565 is our telephone number. Let's talk about issues, about the southern border, U.S. budget deficit, and let's see, what's another big issue? Our gazillion dollars that we're sending to Ukraine because another border is changing over there in Europe. And let's see, what else?
The Ninth Commandment.
Yeah, the optimism and great spirit and intellect of our good guest, Logan, that's here. So those are the topics we'd like to discuss. 570-743-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. Include the keyword OTM. Welcome back. We got one line ringing and another one's ready to go. Go ahead and read that in the upper right-hand corner real quick. Okay. I got to do the car ad in a second. But
it's
ahead.
Been in the news recently. The big pharma companies are developing all pill forms of their injectable drugs that can be used for weight loss. A better way, more difficult for sure, is to ditch the prepackaged processed foods, eat healthier proteins and more fresh fruits and veggies, reduce sugary, salty foods, and just eat less. And there are no side effects to eating healthier. Ditch the drugs, signed Kim in Millersburg. Yeah, Kim, nice. You'll pry my salty, sugary foods out of my cold, dead hand.
Well, yeah, and I think our palate loves those things, you know, unless you have a whole healthy lifestyle, you just love the sugary, sweet stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But sound advice, right. And all that stuff she listed, and plus get plenty of sleep, and your memory will be better.
Do you remember the old adage from, I think it's from The Sound of Music? A teaspoon of sugar helps the medicine go down.
All right, there you go. So why not have 6 teaspoons with everything?
And then have all, everything will taste good.
All right. 570-743-9565 is the telephone number. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com. I think we're current on the texts that were sent to 70236 with the keyword OTM. On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. It's a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, and Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Joe didn't know that family is actually 4 syllables, but hey, it is.
Family, and I can't make 4 out of that.
All right. It's a family.
If you say so.
Okay, it's all one word. Anyway, 4th Street in Sunbury is their good location, where I haven't been there in almost a week. And the Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15 at Hummel's Wharf, which I actually haven't been there in about 6 months, so it's time to go back. Go back and see the folks like Alphonse, Jason, Chris, Jeff, Ernie, August, Austin, and Tony, and they will fix you up with your next vehicle. They know what's going on at the Sunbury Motor Company, and they can help you out. Got damaged credit, they can work through that. Got a damaged vehicle, they can fix it in the body shop. Got a damaged air filter in your vehicle, they can fix that in the quick lane. Or if you got a damaged alignment, they can get you straightened out at the Sunbury Motor Company. Maybe the nitrogen popped out of your valve because you had an old valve or something in the tire. Well, they can pump you up with nitrogen at the Sunbury Motor Company. SunburyMotors.com. Buy a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia that fits your precise specifications. You can search with different criteria. You can filter it in that you don't want to spend more than, let's say, $25,000. You'd like to get 40 miles to the gallon on the highway, and you want the car to be big enough with maybe all-wheel drive or something. SunburyMotors.com can help you search in that manner.
One of our texters corrected their earlier text, and they said the Constitution says clearly that the legislatures of the states write election laws, not governors, courts, or secretaries of state.
I gotcha. All right. Okay. 5-7. Yeah, well, for some reason, making the way you interpret it or actually implement the election is up to the Secretary of State, and Pennsylvania's unfair changes were legal. How about that?
But that's unfair.
Right.
Very
well,
unfair.
You know, certainly helped Democrats. If you're a Democrat, I thought they were wonderful. All right. Van, you are on the mark. Thanks for waiting while we got through with all that good information. You're on the mark.
Well, good morning. Hey, were you up in Lewisburg in the WKOK car Saturday morning?
No, that was some of our other good staff members.
All right. I rode by. I wasn't sure if that was you or not. So, anyway, I wanted to call in. I know you guys criticize a lot of things, like Dan says, and it's like that's conspiracy theory. I know your guys' belief about the vaccine, you thought that was a good thing. But here's something I'm not sure if you heard about or not. But one of the people that was a proponent for the vaccine, Peter Hotez, he's a pediatrician, and early on he said, "But get the vaccine, you won't get COVID." Then he said, "Oh,
you're going to have to get a booster, you have to get another booster, and then, oh, you get it, yeah, if you get it, you won't get it as bad. And the story just changed progressively through it all. And somehow we all made it through, but on the left now, we have Robert Kennedy Jr. throwing his hat in for the nomination for president, you know, to get elected as president in this country. And many people criticize him because of his stand on vaccines. He has come out and spoken against this COVID-19 vaccine. And he has brought up about, and the stuff's right on the CDC website, the adverse side effects they've had from myocarditis, heart attacks, and blood clots that have come from this thing. Anyway, Joe Rogan, who has the biggest podcast of anyone in the world, he had both of these men on his program at different times, and he offered Peter Hotez $100,000 that he would be able to give to the charity of his choice if he would come on the podcast and debate with Robert Kennedy Jr. concerning the vaccine. And he would not do that. And then there were others that came and offered even more money, which the total that got offered was $1.5 million for Hotez to come on and debate Robert Kennedy Jr., and yet he refuses to do that. And my question is, if this guy is so right about it, why is he so afraid to come on and debate? And it seems to be with the left, they don't want to talk about things. They want to, you know, deplatform people, and that was happening through the whole COVID thing. If you said that the vaccine was bad, they deplatformed you for misinformation. And also with the election, I know those two things right there would get you kicked off of YouTube. You'd get totally wiped off of YouTube, and all the content you'd have on would be wiped completely clean. So why would he not want to debate?
Well, there was a letter to the editor by Regina Lancano in the Houston newspaper, Houston Chronicle, about why Hotez is right not to debate RFK Jr. And she goes on to make a number of different points. He says, Rogan, who has made millions off of his podcast, often hosting provocateurs and selling a pseudo-intellectual spectacle, immediately saw an opportunity. Peter, if you claim what RFK Jr. is saying is misinformation, I'm offering you $100,000 to clarify your choice if you're willing to debate him on my show with no time limit.
Yeah, but $1.5 million just to be told outright you're 100% wrong? What's wrong with that? I would do it. Donate it to the church if you feel it's terrible.
Yeah, just come on the program. He's not saying you have to win the debate. Just come on and be willing to debate and discuss it. And if you aren't willing to discuss your point of view, hey, we can have differing opinions, and we can express them, and that's all he's asking him to do. He just wants to have this intelligently discussed. Now, I've listened to some of Rogan's podcasts, and he discusses a variety of topics. You know, he's all over the place with different topics, but he's willing to discuss things and listen. And of course, he got criticized for using ivermectin that he claimed helped him get over COVID. And of course, Rogan is a health fanatic. He takes care of his body, unlike what this Peter Hotez, you know, he was criticizing him about his health habits. But anyway, that's beside the point. But the fact is that these people will not debate, which is interesting to me, and then they deny the very results that are these adverse side effects that are coming from the shot. And now to Dan's point that he's trying to make, and the thing that gets ignored there is the mail-in ballot. That is the whole thing with this election. The mail-in ballots, once they were open, there was no way of tracing them and proving that they were valid or not. And you tell me, we're in our technological age we live in, why in the world, for the first time in the history of counting the votes, were voting places shut down? The count was stopped in the middle of the night. Why did that occur? And they say, well, there was a water line break, and that there was all this stuff there's a lot of questionable stuff. Now, here's the thing. I can't prove it was stolen, and you can't prove that Joe Biden got 81 million legitimate votes. And you'd honestly tell me, I mean, I know people are against Trump, but to be to the point where they're against someone that much. You know, Hillary was a popular, you know, candidate, not popular in my eyes, obviously, but popular to the Democrats, and she lost to Trump. And you tell me that her popularity was less than Biden's?
Yeah, no, it's funny. President Trump was ready to say that the 2016 election was stolen, but then he surprisingly won.
Yeah, well, I think that shocked everyone when that happened, because the news media had Hillary as basically she's the one that's in.
Well, the one. And she claimed Trump wasn't a legitimate president.
Yeah, but and I honestly do not trust our elections anymore. If we're going to have mail-in ballots, if we're not going to have people register, I mean, I have a driver's license. I had to get that. You know, everyone has a driver's license. People go to the Department of Transportation to get such stuff. People can do that easily. There's an easy to register. And this whole thing of Biden, the stuff he said about black people, basically accusing him of being too stupid to do things. If that would be on the other side, man, that would never be let go. I mean, and he used the word Negro about Satchel Paige, where he was like this Negro.
I have to stop you there because you're criticizing President Biden, so we have got to move on. But, Van, thank you so much for calling in. Always appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Van. Take care.
Have a good
yep, you too, buddy. Thank you. All right, we got to hit a break. We got two callers. We will be right back.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
All right, welcome back. You can get in a quick email if you choose to at onthemark@wkok.com. And the text line's been busy today, 70236 with the keyword OTM. Steve, who calls in from New Jersey, Pennsylvania, is on the line.
New Jersey, Pennsylvania.
There is a New Jersey, Pennsylvania, right?
A Jersey Shore.
Actually, there's a New York, Pennsylvania.
There you go. We got it all going on. What's up, brother?
I know. You got the best snack food, too, and some of the best beer. But I heard the most disturbing thing I've ever heard about radio yesterday. There's a radio station in Oregon somewhere that is using AI. They actually sampled the midday person's voice and use it. Completely automated without the person there, pieced for pieces of her voice, and they try and make believe that that's real and that it's live. I never heard anything more disturbing about radio.
We would never do something like that.
It's frozen.
It's AI.
Well, how could you possibly do it? Could you imagine they're probably going to end up trying to do a talk show that way? Automated responses. I mean, this AI thing is just out of hand. I can't believe this.
Well, I don't know. We'll have to see how it works. I mean, if you'd have told me, 30 years ago when I brought computers into the radio, it was one of the first in our stations, one of the first in the country to use computers on an extensive basis. If you'd have told me how far advanced it would be today, I wouldn't have believed you.
Yeah, I always say that about AI. People are shocked that AI can run things and do things and voice things and announce temperatures and times. And I'm like, hey, we've been doing this for 20. When did you bring the first computer?
1980, I think.
Right. So, yeah, the Tandy 1000.
I remember. I remember when 94KX started up there. It was automated.
Yep.
I remember that.
We bought the first computerized automation system in the country. It was called the IGM Basic A. We had a name for it here. We had a name for it here. It was called Fred, and it stood for Fouled Up Radio Electronic Device.
That's fine.
What was IGM? What does that mean? Do you know?
International something or other.
Business machine.
No, IGM, not IBM. Mm. IGM. I forget IGM. What it stood for.
Yeah, I have no idea.
But they were the first developers of a computerized automation system for radio. Everything else before that was hardwired.
I was going to say, I think it was HAL.
Yeah, no, it's not HAL.
Yeah, that's right. All right, we got you, Steve. Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay.
Take care.
Yep, much appreciated.
Yeah.
That puts us Joe on the radio from Sunbury, PA. Good morning, sir. You are on the mark.
All right, thanks. Hey, the last call I heard was Dan, and I got called away for a minute or two there, and I missed what was in between, but I wanted to talk to Joe about how he was talking about history and that of the 1876 election and the 2020 election. So the difference between 1876, in a way, was that Hayes, or the inauguration, was in March, right?
Right, back in those
right,
days.
So you had a lot more time for the Democrats or the Republicans to debate this in Congress and bring either legalities or just political precedent, you know, against what was going on, which was similar to, it was the electoral vote count, right? And it was contested in three or four states in the South, and that's what it was all about. So anyhow, bringing it up to modern day, the problem with that is that you talk about as if Trump had 60-some trials in court that proved that there was no stealing of the election or of the votes, but you only had from the middle of November to the middle of January to present your case. You had to get that all together in 2020 much faster, and every court, not every court, but most by a long percentage, gave the idea that whoever brought the case had no standing. Or don't you agree with that point, with most of the cases Trump tried to bring?
I wasn't aware that all that many were found to have no standing, but yes, no standing is certainly you can't go in and say you're harmed by something when you have absolutely no connection to it.
When you're the president of the United States and you bring a case against the other running who won, how would you not have standing? Right? I understand what you're saying, and it's a very technical thing on standing, but generally speaking, when you talk to a person, you think Donald Trump would have standing on that issue, correct?
Donald Trump would, but in a lot of cases, his supporters filed it. Other people.
And it would be, well, in the name of Donald Trump or friend of the court, I'm not sure I agree with you on that. I mean, it takes a lot of reading, and I just kind of thought of it. But the one case that went was here in PA, and that went to the Supreme Court, and typically what they did was, at that point, they didn't want to handle it, right? The Supreme Court didn't hear that case of the governor and our state Supreme Court changing the rules for voting.
I thought they did hear it, or am I crazy? Didn't they hear it?
The U.S.
Supreme Court did hear it and dismissed it. I'm sure the Supreme Court of the United States didn't hear that our case in court.
No,
I think
but Mark
only
says
a few,
that Mark
maybe
says
even less than five that actually made it to court. But on the other hand, think how long it would take to get a case like that together when it took 4 years to get the shooter at the synagogue in Pittsburgh, 4 years to go to trial, and he had a smoking gun issue, and here you had to dissect all this computer language and this, you know, I don't even know that much about that part of it, but try to present and get the information from your opponent or the computer company.
Well, look at what happened with the claims about the voting system being bad. You know, they wound up having to pay Trump's on the hook for a lot of money for that, for his claims about that voting system.
Right, but at least they had some trial.
Yeah, okay.
All right, maybe continue.
You did with Donald Trump. There, very few. Check it out.
Okay, thank you, sir. Joe. Yep, thanks for calling in. All right, you are listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. Rob Sender's been our fabulous producer. Joe McGranahan will be back tomorrow, and we'll be enjoying On the Mark.